broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two in our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio, the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is indeed our guide. Yes, indeed, my fellow Americans, we use the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers as one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. Yes, indeed, the checks and balances are one of the great keys to the proper role of constitutional government. We have a republic. That's different from a democracy, ladies and gentlemen. Those who tell you we have a democracy either don't understand the constitutional republic or they lie. Don't know which, don't care. The key is to understand the checks and balances. What are the great keys that make this country great? We, the people, have a role to play. Let's get about doing it, protecting peacefully the sacred cause of liberty. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We're not the greatest country on the face of the earth because we're white. We're now black, white, whatever colors, or white men found it. Okay, it's none of these racial divides. Okay, the reality is when you obey the commandments of God Almighty, then you're blessed. And when you turn your back on those God-given commandments, those protections, then you're in trouble. Okay, the commandments that our Father in heaven, a loving Father in heaven, gives us, they're not to shackle us. They're not to cause us problems, or they're to protect us from our own best intentions at times. They're to protect us from one another. They're to protect us from the natural man, an enemy to God. They're to help us become more like our Savior, Jesus Christ. Come follow me. Wasn't that his admonition? So this isn't about, you know, saying I'm better than somebody else, or we as a people are better than others. It's about understanding the principles. America is the nation that said there's something above government that we answer to. There is something governing the universe beyond government or man. Man placing themselves one above another, lording over one another, etc. There is a principle called liberty, and it is governed by God. And if you read the scriptures, you begin to understand that, you know what, he promises us if we keep his commandments and do what he asks, he will bless us. Okay, those blessings are secured by anybody who is willing to obey the principles that those blessings are predicated on. And so if we, the people in America, turn our back on these principles and other nations embrace these principles, then those nations will become great and we will start to fall. So to any of you who think it's a racial discussion, or to any of you who think that I'm or we're better than anybody else, it's not true. I'm merely pointing to the principles that make individuals, families, and nations great. As Alexis de Tocqueville pointed out, they're great because they're good. If they cease to be good, they will cease to be great. Referring clearly to the moral high ground, the standards, the principles, and the blessings that come from those principles. All right, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. I am Sam Bushman. Hope you're all doing absolutely phenomenal. Hope you're getting ready for a delightful God, family, country-filled weekend. A quick recap of yesterday's show, available always on demand at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Spread the word, tell the tale, share the love, if you will. Donate liberally, if you have the heart. Just get excited and add zeros to your donation, would you please? Just put a positive number before the zeros, would you please? All right, we had our guest on, or co-host, if you will, Becky Akers, for 2 hours yesterday. She does a phenomenal job. You know, I don't agree with her on everything. She's a whole lot less government interested than I am. She believes no government is the answer. I believe very limited constitutional government, replete with its checks and balances, is the answer. But we don't need to agree on everything, folks. I have tremendous respect for the views of Becky Akers. And not because I agree with everything that she says, but because her views are heartfelt. Because her views are well thought out. Because she lives and breathes and embodies the views that she has. Okay? That garners incredible respect in my belief, my opinion. Because you know what? She's really studied history. She has not just kind of idly passed this by. She has spent her time. She has given her heart to the principles that she believes in. And they're interesting to discuss. And it's very difficult to even say that she's wrong. I just happen to believe that there is a proper role of government because I believe in the scriptures that I have. And I know different, you know, religions have different scriptures and things like this. And I know people would say, well, Christians just have the Bible, Sam. You know, you're a different kind of Christian. I know, I understand. But I also understand that my scriptures teach me that, you know what, gods are instituted among men by the consent of the governed, and they can be a blessing if they're the proper role of government. If we chain power-hungry bureaucrats down with a constitution, if we use the checks and balances, governments can be a blessing. And I get that it's a tough balance, and I get that when people don't pay attention and when people are wicked, governments run off the rails. But our founders warned us about that. They said, hey, this government is incredible. It's a republic. It's very unique. It's a grand old experiment, proven successful. And you know what? It's only designed to govern a moral people. In other words, a self-governing people that live their lives individually according to God's law. They have governing values that are aligned with God's will, the author of our liberty's will. And it, when we do those things to the best of our ability, he blesses us, okay? With that in mind, you know what? Our government is meant for only a righteous, moral, good, religious people. And when we're not religious, it falls apart. Well, that principle is where I believe government does have a proper limited role. Well, Becky doesn't believe so. She believes that, hey, government always is of evil and runs off out of control. And it's hard to argue against her point. I still maintain my belief, though, that I believe that government, in its limited constitutional form, governing righteous people can create order and guidance and unity and civility. But it's very, very fleeting because people don't keep the commandments of God, because people are not self-governed. Well, Becky would say that's why we don't need government. But then my response to that would be, if the people aren't self-governed, then there will be a greater force that will come in and take over. And that's kind of where the debate begins, right? And I'm not here to prove I'm right and suggest Becky's wrong. I'm just here to say, you know, that's where the difficult discussions become. Well, Tom Woods and others speak of what they call the thick red line. And they talk about the thin red line principles, live and let live. Now, see, I kind of agree with that view. In general, I agree with live and let live, but not to the point of immorality. See, at some point when you live and let live, immoral people can create debauchment in society that becomes problematic to the whole. Right? Like they would say, hey, if you want to do drugs, you know, you're not harming anybody else. And my response is, if you do too many drugs and get drugs too prevalent in our society, then what happens is the drug addicts start to ask for a largesse, and pretty soon you vote largesse from the treasury to take care of this group of people, and it runs off the rails, right? But live and let live, I generally agree with the principle as long as you don't take it too far into immorality. If people are murdering their babies, I can't just live and let live. I got to say, whoa, you can't kill an innocent, right? Okay, so live and let live only goes so far. The next one, do unto others. And I like the do unto others idea a lot, as you would like them to do unto you. But again, this has a moral component that I must highlight. I want to do others as I would like them to do unto me, but that only goes so far. In other words, if some woman says, I want to murder my young, then I'm going to help murder the young of other babies and other women who, you know, do unto others as I would like done to me. I'd like my abortion. I'd like, okay, we don't cross certain moral lines, even in the do unto others principle. So live and let live, do unto others only goes so far in my mind. I understand the points and I don't disagree, but there's a line. Now, the last one, no victim, no crime. You know what? I agree with that. But you got to be very careful when you say no victim, no crime. Because what happens if you're your own victim? What happens if you do self-destructive things to yourself? In other words, are you a victim? There's a debate on that individualistic situation. The other question becomes is when there's certain violations of property and you can't point to a specific victim per se, sometimes is there a collective victim? And I know the individualists would say you can never point to the collective, Sam. And that's where I'm not a left guy. I'm not a right guy. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I think for myself and I say there is a collective societal victimhood to some degree with certain actions. Right? Anyway, the debate rages on. ThickRedLine.org is the project, and their goal is to help people understand, to back the police against the bureaucrat and professional politician and stuff. And in general, I understand that view, too. But again, I'm not as pro-police as some, and I'm not as anti-police as others. I'm not as pro-politician as some and anti-politician as others. And to some degree, I'm a little bit of a redneck in the sense that I don't go along with any of the fault lines that we see in society today. And that's why it's interesting when people say to me, Sam, you're right wing, right? Sam, on your talk show, you know, do you toll the Republican line or the Democrat line? None of the above. Well, Sam, what are you? Are you a conservative? Well, no. Are you a liberal? Well, no. Well, I'm a liberal the way the founding fathers were liberals back in the day when the words meant something different, right? It gets so complicated. What am I? Well, I believe in God's country. I'm a moral guy, and God's law rules supreme for me. He is the author of our liberty, after all. And I don't really go with the right-left paradigm stuff. I really stick with principle, and I back principle.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
And I am Sam Bushman. Ladies and gentlemen, right before the pause, I mentioned I'm not right-left. I'm not Republican-Democrat. I'm not male-female. I'm not, you know, any of the divide lines they can find. Because I believe words change in their meaning over time. The Founding Fathers back in their day were considered liberals. And today the liberals are supposedly those who believe in communism and socialism and everything else, and the conservatives are the good guys, except for the conservatives are way too pro-war. They're war hawks, right? And so I'm not right, left. I don't like any of the labels they want to put on us, folks. What I do is I do my very best to gauge discussions based on principle. All right? So if there's a crime committed, then I think there should be punishment for that crime. But I think there should be justice and mercy in the punishment for that crime. We don't want to get too wrapped up in administering justice that there's no mercy. We don't want to get so wrapped up in that there's so much mercy, there's no justice. We don't want to get, okay, so let's look at this thing based on principle. I'll give you an example from yesterday's broadcast. We're in the middle of the breakdown of yesterday's show, the summary, if you will. Sometimes I take so long in the summary because the content's too good and deserves further analysis, right? Nevertheless, no charges for a cop who killed a woman at the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th, 2021. See, I have a problem with that. He didn't need to kill her. Yeah. I don't know why we allowed them to get so far as to get into the Capitol and rummage around the Capitol in the first place. They knew full well there was going to be a large crowd, and they knew full well some bad guys were coming on both sides. And shocking testimony in Congress documents this, and they did nothing about it. And then they act like it's okay to shoot this woman with zero accountability. Again, this is just going to create more and more and more hatred and more rift between the people and the police officer, which I think is a sad tale to tell, because I don't believe for the most part the police officer is the enemy of the people at all. I say for the most part because I think there's bad cops and bad people out there. But most of us are good people. Most police officers are good people. Some of them might be not trained properly, and so they're a little too aggressive. I get it, but they're good people. They just want to come home every night to their family as well. They don't mean harm. They're not looking for power and to be belligerent, but they're trained, in my opinion, wrong to be a little too aggressive. Hey, I'm in charge. You're nothing but riffraff. Listen to me. When I say something, you better immediately obey. Okay, this rift is created by cops being too hard and then the people getting too incensed. Hey, wait a minute. You work for me, cop. Wait a minute. Shut up. You know, citizen, sit down. Don't move or I'll tase you or I'll... Okay, we've gone too far. There needs to be maybe not a uniting of thought on this, but there could be a civility of response and action, right? That's what I'm talking about based on principle. Well, hey, we all of a sudden say it was all whacked out Trump supporters. Hey, the cop killed this lady. Let's prosecute all Trump supporters to the fullest extent of the law. Let's pretend nobody else was there. Let's run around and act like the cop was on the moral high ground when he murdered this lady. No charges, no, you know, prosecution here. See, that's not acceptable. We need to look at every case and say, look, was this cop too trigger happy here? Did he really feel like force was absolutely necessary and the only choice left? Okay, so whenever we run around and no charges against the cops, we create this, quote, two-tiered system where you got the haves and the have-nots, or the empowered and the powerless kind of a thing, right? And that creates tremendous blowback, ladies and gentlemen. Do not underestimate what kind of a divide that creates. It's a tragedy. So based on principle, I say, hey, I don't believe we vetted this case well enough. That's my humble opinion. I don't believe we looked into the details. I think we just said, oh, cop, out of control Trump supporter. I'm so sorry she died because of her belligerent Trump supporter behavior, but it had to be done. See, I don't look at it that simply. I say we need witnesses. We need discussions. What really happened? Did they need to shoot her? Okay, what was going through the cop's mind? Do we have a video detailed recordings from the police cam? Okay, what details are here, and was a crime committed? And maybe you might not even say that it was outright murder, but the cop was negligent. The cop was derelict in his duty. The cop was too trigger happy and too force minded. I don't believe in using force for the most part, and I think force should be used very, 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 very seldom. Now, some would say force should never be used. I don't like the nevers and the always. I don't like the absolutes, because I find 9 times out of 10, the absolute, or the point's correct, but the absolute makes it wrong. Based on principle, does that make sense? Whenever you get into the absolutes, never, always, it's extreme. And oftentimes it takes a legitimate argument and makes it bogus. Anyway, I digress, except to say, while cops are shooting people and there's no charges being filed, remember, not counting a few other things there, for the most part, hey, individuals died and cops died, sad on both sides. But I think we got to look at each case individually and based on principle, dig in and do our very best to temper justice with mercy and find the answer. But we're not doing that in America. That's the problem. All right, Black Lives Matter has now been nominated for a 2021 Nobel Peace Prize. Norwegian member of parliament, the guy's name is Petter, P-E-E-T-E-R. It's like Peter, but it's, I don't know. E-I-D-E. I don't know how to say the last name. Anyway, Petter Eide said he nominated Black Lives Matter because it's bringing forward a new consciousness and awareness about racial justice. So Black Lives Matter, they're putting it up for Nobel Peace Prize. In my opinion, based on principle, that's wrong. I understand Black Lives Matter saying, hey, we do care about black people. I get that. But the problem is the organization has a track record of violence. Black Lives Matter has a track record of not only violence, but insurrection behavior. Not only that, it has a very hostile record. It has a record, if you go study its principles, Black Lives Matter, of promoting principles that are absolutely abhorrent to the American view. Right, the American view is based on the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, based on checks and balances, and based on God over government. And the people giving their consent to the proper role of limited government with divisions of power for our protection. Okay, but Black Lives Matter would reject all that and promote a communist agenda. Go study it if you don't believe me. All right, now Stacey Abrams, who is one of the kind of Black Lives Matter socialist slash communist promoters, now they're putting her up for a Nobel Peace Prize also. I don't understand why, but there you have it. We also talked about the Great Wall of Washington. These Congress critters, based on principle, have a problem. They got some explaining to do, some might say. Look, what on earth are they doing saying no border at the, or no wall at the border because, golly, you know, walls are bad. We don't need walls. You're a hater. You're a racist. You're a whatever, Donald, for your view on this. I submit to you that President Donald J. Trump had a right to protect our borders and should be protecting our borders. I'm not really for the wall. I think there's better ways to go about it. But the point remains the same. How do we say no wall for our nation? No wall to protect the border states from, quote, overrun. But yes, a wall around Washington. The Great Wall of Washington. According to Joe Biden and others, Democrats, we're supposed to be building bridges, not walls. But ask your party, what's going on? They're actually considering to add a permanent razor-topped fence, a razor wire fence around the Capitol complex. Now, why would we not have a wall at our border, but would have a wall around Washington with razor top? I mean, this is crazy. This is creating two classes of people in America. Hey, if you're living by the, you know, if you're in a border state, by the border, no wall to protect you from overrun, from illegal immigrants, from drug runners, from sex traffickers, from ne'er-do-wells, from all manner of hostiles to, okay, no wall for you, but we're going to put a wall around the Capitol with razor top? Are you kidding me right now? Anyway, what a disgrace that is. So see, based on principle, I said that doesn't make any sense, right? Based on principle, Lindsey Graham is on shaky ground also. Lindsey Graham threatens Democrats. If you call even one witness for impeachment, we'll open up Pandora's box. Well, does that mean that you have a bunch of information that you're not letting the people know, Lindsey? And you'll only open it up if they decide to go postal on you? Then you're going to, you know, go postal on them and, wow, let's just be quiet and create a quid pro quo of we won't tell. But, man, if you open up the can, we're going to, you know, do the whoopee on you. And okay, that isn't acceptable, folks. Lindsey, if you have... Listen to me carefully. Lindsey Graham, if you have dirt on the other side, if it's dirt or gossip, then you need to jettison that, in my opinion, inappropriate viewpoint and behavior. On the other hand, if you really have legitimate criminal activity that you know about, that you're not bringing forward, blowing the whistle on, shame on you. I don't care which side, Republican, Democrat, or who you are. If there's wrongdoing criminal activity, it needs to be exposed and stopped. Don't say, if you do this, then we're going to go ahead and tell all. And if you don't, then we'll just leave it covered up. No, 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 no. That's not acceptable in America based on principle, sir. All right. I'm still in the middle of the recap of yesterday's award-winning broadcast, available at LibertyRoundTable.com and LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. Donate liberally. Back in a flash as hard-hitting talk continues on your favorite talk station, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You- USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has urged the Indian government to resolve its differences with the farmers over agricultural laws through dialogue, saying that peaceful protests and unhindered access to the internet are a hallmark of any thriving democracy. Tens of thousands of farmers have been protesting on the outskirts of the Indian capital to demand they repeal laws they say will leave them poorer and at the mercy of corporations. The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell claimed Democrats are blocking President Biden from making a deal with Republicans on a coronavirus relief.
The new president talks a lot about unity, but his White House staff and congressional leadership are working with a different playbook.
On Wednesday, the Republican from Kentucky slammed Democrats for their push towards budget reconciliation. House Republicans on Wednesday voted to keep Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney in her House leadership role after her fallout with President Trump. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by IBM. Patenting new inventions is an important part of innovation. In 2020, IBM received more than 9,000 U.S. patents across key technology fields, making IBM the top recipient of U.S. patents for the 28th year in a row. As many companies use quantum computing to tackle challenges in industries like energy and financial services, IBM remained the leader in quantum computing patents obtained. IBM inventors patented technology to help businesses scale their use of AI and received more than 3,000 patents related to cloud and hybrid technologies. Jeff Welzer, vice president of IBM Research, says,
since 1920, IBM has received more than 150,000 U.S. patents and played a crucial role in innovations ranging from magnetic storage to laser eye surgery. IBM's culture of scientific research is integral to the company's ability to develop technologies that matter to our clients, our communities, and to the world.
To learn more, visit research.ibm.com.
Let's get an impeachment update with Dan Naraki.
Less than a week away from former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial, and his legal team is making their argument against the proceedings clear. They believe impeaching a president after they've left office is unconstitutional. David Schoen joined the team several days ago and tells Fox News that there is no statute that gives the United States Senate standing to try a private citizen.
This Senate has absolutely no jurisdiction to conduct these proceedings. They're unlawful proceedings. The Constitution's quite clear on the issue. A number of scholars have debated the issue, but if you go to the language of the Constitution, it's clear that, and everyone knows, the impeachment proceeding is intended for the removal of office of a sitting officer. The impeachment occurred during, the impeachment occurs in the House, of course. That occurred while President Trump was president. But they held the articles until he was no longer president. Trial didn't begin. There's absolutely no jurisdiction in the Senate to try former President Trump than there is any other citizen in the country.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman live talking about the sacred cause of liberty always on your radio. Folks, it is based on principle, my views. Or I should say they are based on principle, my views. The White House is now asking reporters to please submit questions ahead of the daily press briefings. And my response is, you know what, I understand that, but come on, do we have a free press or not? If you're gonna mock Donald Trump for not having press briefings, but you know, answering questions as he's walking to Air Force One or whatever else, and then you bring back press briefings as in days of old, as you suggest, and then you go ahead and ask reporters to deliver their questions in advance, then my point would be, why even have a press briefing at all? Why don't we just submit our questions as reporters into the inbox, and then you just kind of stand and deliver whatever you want to. We won't know if they're real questions or not, right? Part of the reason you ask a question on the spot is because then everybody else can hear the question and they can see your reaction to the question, right? It isn't about just saying, we're going to answer a question anonymous from the kitty. So what a sad tale to tell, because they mocked Donald Trump for not having press briefings. But I submit they were so hostile oftentimes that press briefings didn't even make sense to just stand up and argue. Hey, President, how come you're a jerk? Well, I'm not really a jerk. President, you're a jerk, and now you're lying. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Quit arguing with me, President. So Donald dumped press briefings for that reason. But now you're going to have a friendly media and a friendly, quote, White House towards the socialist and communist agenda. And then what you're going to do is ask questions in advance. It's just going to be merely a scripted stand and deliver lie about whatever the administration wants it to be. We won't know if they're legitimate questions, if they were truly submitted, etc. And you can say, well, no, they'll say, you know, so-and-so, Sam Bushman of Liberty Roundtable Live asked the following question. And, you know, hey, Joe Biden, why are you making so many executive orders? I believe you don't have authority to do that. Why are you doing so? And President Biden would then say, there's Sam's question, and here's the response from the White House. Because we don't believe we're making law. We believe we're basically repealing bad law that Donald Trump made in the first place. He shouldn't have made law, then we wouldn't need to repeal it, and therefore we're not really, you know, making law from the Oval Office. And that would be their answer, see? But I don't understand what advantage that has. All that does is give the president and his team time to script their answers in a way that makes them look good and me kind of look bad for even asking the question, see? So I reject that whole notion. Shame on the Biden administration for that. That certainly won't breed unity, if you will. Now, we can be civil about it. I can say shame on you for that kind of an attitude, White House. I'm disappointed. The free press means more to me than that based on principle, and that would be my statement. But how do you stay super civil and kind? You know, we're all entitled to our beliefs. All right, AOC. That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. To Senator Cruz, quote, you almost had me killed. You almost had me murdered 3 weeks ago. Some of the GOP folks are raging against that, saying, Ocasio-Cortez, how dare you say such a thing? It isn't true. You need to apologize. Take that back. Chip Roy of Texas, for example, is one of them. Congressman saying, hey, wait a minute. You know what? AOC needs to apologize. We need to suspend her from Twitter. And I want this to stop. Okay, folks, again, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? I don't like this idea that we're going to, anybody we disagree with needs to be shut down. They need to be censured. They need to be banned. They need to be shut down. We need to violate their free speech. Look, AOC is wrong. Cruz didn't try to murder her. Everybody knows it. Okay. She's saying because Cruz talked about backing President Trump to get to the bottom of vote fraud, that then Cruz and Donald Trump caused the Capitol riots, and she almost got killed in the Capitol meltdown riots and take over the Capitol building. And it wasn't even a takeover of the Capitol building, folks. Many people were there and said it was super peaceful. It all depends on where you were in the Capitol. I agree wrong things happened. I agree the destruction of private property happened and that it was wrong. But I also agree that it was both sides, wicked people with evil intent, ruined it for the rest of us, if you will. You can't blame that on Trump or Cruz or Cortez or anybody else. And so, you know what? Shame on you, Ocasio-Cortez, when you say that, you know, Ted Cruz tried to murder her or whatever else 3 weeks ago. Okay, that's a lie. But you know what? She has the right to lie. She has the right to use her free speech as she wants to. So I'm not defending what she said, but I'm defending her right to say it. Let me say that again very openly, clearly, and transparently. I don't agree with her. She's wrong. But I do agree that she has the right to say it. And we have the right to say, ma'am, you are loco. Okay, Congressman Ocasio or Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez or whatever else, you're crazy. Trump and Biden and, you know, all these people have their own opinions, and they're entitled to them too. And just as whacked out as your speech is, others have whacked out speech too. Okay, but I don't run around saying we ought to put these people in jail or we ought to censure them or we ought to somehow platform them from this place or that place or that we ought to. Okay, and I don't agree that we should do that to you either. You can say as many whacked out things as you want to. And the more whacked out, spun out, crazy things you say, the more we realize you are nuts. Okay? And I think that people ought to be able to say what they want to say. Now, I agree that if you're literally blatantly threatening people that you can't do that. I understand there's a line to the free speech. But let me give you an example to make the point here that really highlights it well. YouTube now demonetizes WorldNet Daily or WND.com. This is according to David Kapilian with WND for defending Trump supporter Mike Lindell. Now, can WND.com defend Mike Lindell if they want to? See, I think they should be able to. Can, you know, whacked out so-and-so, you know, Bernie Sanders defend Ocasio-Cortez or can Hillary Clinton defend Ocasio-Cortez in her statement? Sure, if they want to. See, we need to be open and honest and transparent on both sides, and people can say what they want to say. Okay? And we shouldn't just run out and say libel, slander. We should back off a little bit and say, you know what? We believe in free speech and free expression. And we believe, if you really think that Ocasio-Cortez about Ted Cruz, you can say that if you want to. But I'd think long and hard, because people can say that about you too. They can say whatever they want about you too. And, you know, the problem is we get a little bit too hypersensitive. I think we got to step back and really respect the First Amendment. You know what? You have the right to your free speech and the right to your opinion to which you're entitled and a right to speak out as you believe. And I have the right to say, I think you're crazy and wrong. Okay, we need to be very, very careful. There's a fine line there, and we're going too far. Everybody wants to shut everybody else up by force. Whatever side you're from, whatever angle you have, you're like, hey, anybody who doesn't have my view, my angle, anybody who's not on my page, hey, shut them down. Kick them off the platforms. Don't let them speak. Censure them. Take away their rights. Kick them off committees. Don't let them. And you know what? We need to stop all that and back up a little bit and go, you know what? If I'm going to err or commit an error, I'm going to err on the side of free speech over locking people down. Now, I get that there's a fine line. You really can't make open threats against people and stuff like that. But you know what? We need to be very, very, very careful here. And I think we need to be wise enough and careful enough, ladies and gentlemen, to really respect free speech to the point where it's like, hey, I'm going to be the guy to advocate for your right to say it, even if I think you're nuts and don't agree with you at all. And that's part of civility that I think is really important to understand. Okay, Ocasio-Cortez, you can say that Ted Cruz tried to murder you 3 weeks ago, and I can say, I don't think you're right. I think you're being fast and loose with the facts on that one, ma'am. Right? Newsmax, supposedly the bastion of freedom and republicanism and truth and standing up against CNN and Fox and everybody else and getting after it and telling the truth. Well, now MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell was having a good time with that, right? And it turns out that it not so fast, so to speak, because I guess the host walked off the set. You're on the radio. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. You there?
Yes, I was trying to call the Casper Star Tribune.
Well, you are live on the radio, ma'am.
Well,
do you
want
to talk about politics on the radio?
No, I just assume not. I was calling to check on my
email subscription.
Huh?
You want your paper, don't you?
I do. Well, I want my email paper. I'm not getting
it. Yeah, I know. You want an online version of the paper, right? You don't want that old ink thing on your driveway all wet and stuff in the snow. You want online news, right?
I guess I do.
Well, you're literally live on the radio around the world, ma'am, and you can talk about any news you want.
I really don't have anything to say.
What would you tell America if you could tell the whole world something? What would you say?
Love this country. Take care of our country. Take care of our heritage. Take care of our system of government. But don't do it by rioting and raising a ruckus.
Amen to that. Thank you so much, ma'am. Have a delightful day.
Bye.
There you go. See, this lady just calls me out of the blue. She's trying to call some newspaper in Casper, Wyoming. And they call my number over and over and over. How they get my number in place of that, I just don't know. But I wanted to put it on the radio, give you a little bit of fun. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, and I am Sam Bushman. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. That's just an average Joe lady, a nice lady, advocating for exactly what I believe in. How do you like that? All right, hang tight. Got more in seconds.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, digging it live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk always at your fingertips. By the way, do you want to chime in like that lovely lady did? I don't even know who she was or where she was from. She wasn't even calling me, literally. She was calling the newspaper. And she's like, hey, man, I want to get my email newspaper subscription squared away. And so she's calling the Casper News, and she calls me, and I put her live on the radio. And she believes that we ought to, you know, take care of our country and be good, honest, moral citizens and be grateful for our country and not riot and go belligerent and crazy. And she just, you know, see, we need a lot of that American values to come on back, don't we, folks? You want to chime in? 866-986-NEWS is the number. 866-986-6397. I'm all by myself, so if the phone starts to ring, give me a minute to answer it and stuff like that. I'm doing the very best I can single-handed. I run the board. I do the talking. I take the notes. Doing it all by myself. The best I can. 866-986-6397 is the number to chime in if you have the heart to toss in an idea or three. And we talked about a Newsmax segment featuring MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. And I guess they say it quickly devolved into chaos on Tuesday, and it melted down, man. Bob Sellers, the host, walked off the set and melted down. Just couldn't take the discussion. Mike Lindell's saying there's vote fraud going on, and he's not going to let it go, and he wants to talk about that. And Sellers is saying, we don't have any evidence, we don't have any proof. We already retracted that at Newsmax. We already caved on that point. Move along. And Mike's like, no, I'm not moving along. That's what we're going to talk about. And Sellers literally going into a meltdown panic and walks off his own set. Another host had to fill in. I mean, imagine that kind of stuff, folks, going on. Shame on Newsmax for not just politely standing up and saying, look, Mike, we've agreed to have you on. We'll let you have your say. Go ahead, Mike. You got, you know what, 2 minutes to make your point, and then let's move on. And let Mike Lindell just finish and say what he wants to say and then move on to the next point. Okay? When Mike Lindell finishes, you can say, you know, Mike, I appreciate your views on that. My team is not able to verify some of the details you're pointing out, so I can't back your point. But I can let you say what you want to say. This is America, not China. We believe in free speech. I don't know that I agree with what you said, but I absolutely double down in agreement that you have the right to say it if you so choose. And, okay, why didn't Bob Sellers just do that, you know? Newsmax pretending they're really for liberty and everything else, but now getting caught in the crossfire of, well, do you back away from the lawsuits and wimp out? Do you double down and get a hold of Sidney Powell and others and try to get the proof they're talking about? Do you just say, we're going to just have a disclaimer here, we don't endorse this content, but we believe in free speech and people have the right to say what they think and feel and believe in, etc. But remember, when Chris Reddy, one of the leaders of Newsmax, doubles down and gives Hillary $1 million, then you kind of go, maybe they're not who we think they are, huh? Well, when is the new media going to take center stage? Well, we've been doing it for 25 plus years. We just need a dollar here and a dollar there to make it happen, huh? By the way, if you have the heart to help, donate liberally, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net, spread the word, tell the tale. Would you please? Every penny makes a huge difference. Radio's not cheap, folks. I'm telling you right now, it's expensive to make happen. That's why I don't have a board op or a producer. I just have to do it myself. That's why when you call into the radio program at 866-986-6397, I got to answer the phone and say, hey, how you doing? Well, I got to do that while I'm supposedly on the air, right? I got to do that while I'm running the board and taking the notes and finding the stories and doing the talking and everything else. How do you do all that? It's very, very, very difficult. But most people have a producer that takes care of the phone calls and screens your calls and says, hey, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. What's on your mind? Right? And then, you know, they could say, well, I'm Steve, and what's on my mind is I want to talk about this Kayleigh McEnany, you know, the former press secretary for President Trump, and now I want to know what's up with her. And I'd say, you know, she's going to begin working at Fox News. I guess she signed a contract. And prior to this, she was a political commentator on CNN, and she cut her teeth in the news media at Fox News. So she's a Fox CNN gal, gone to the White House for a short stint, and now she's back in the news again in the mainstream press. So another case of Donald Trump and the revolving door in the mainstream press. Donald grabs McEnany from the, you know, CNN, Fox world, brings her into the White House. She did a good job, by the way. And then now she's tossed back into the pond of the media, right where she started from. So the revolving door is live and well. The mainstream press, live and well. Donald says he hates CNN and Fox, but yet he doubles down and grabs their reporters, and that's who speaks for him. And then when they're done, then they go back, and there you have it. Lynn Wood, one of the attorneys who filed dozens of lawsuits about voter fraud, is under investigation for voting illegally in November. Now, I don't understand this story, and the reason that I don't is because I thought I told us there was no illegal voting going on, no vote fraud. Then how did Lynn Wood do it? If it isn't happening, how did Lynn Wood do it? And if they're saying Lynn Wood did it, how are they claiming it didn't happen? See, how dumb am I, huh? I mean, it's amazing, right? Anyway, thought would bring that to your attention. We also talked about a mask slip. Charles Barkley admits it's all about community money. Yeah, Charles Barkley says it's all about community money. They call it a mask slip because he was supposed to be toeing the line relating to ESPN. ESPN quick to criticize America, but silent on Chinese real human rights abuses. NBA shuts down. Reporter asking the Hoops stars about China. They don't want to talk about China. It won't go well. They're in bed with the communist Chinese. To the point of a big, big, big problem. All right, we talked about two supermarkets in Southern California. They will permanently close. We're talking about Kroger. That's the parent company of Ralph's and Food for Less, both shutting doors permanently. After the Long Beach City Council passed an ordinance, listen to this, saying, hey, it mandated what's called a hazard pay increase of $4 per hour for some employees. And the supermarkets are saying, we can't sustain that kind of an increase. We're just going to shut down. And if you want to highlight the minimum wage discussion, if you want to drill into the moral hazard created by government dictating private contracts between employer and employee, you got it, baby. This highlights the reality like you've never seen before. So you got two grocery stores, you know, pillars in the community, if you will, and government locally mandates $4 pay increase per hour. And then the grocery stores go, that's just too expensive. We cannot succeed that way. We're done. We're throwing in the towel. We're gone. So who won in that skirmish, huh? Certainly not the employees that were going to get $4 more an hour because they went from just, say, $10 an hour. Instead of getting increased to $14, they went from $10 an hour to $0. Right? Now, I don't mean to laugh because these people's jobs are at stake. I don't, it's not funny. But I laugh because they weren't happy with $10, says the government. Got to give them $14. And what they ended up getting the employees is nothing in the bargain. Right? Now it even gets worse because not only do the employees suffer because they went from, you know, $10 instead of up to $14, they went to $0, but now the grocery store's gone. It's now the average people are suffering because they have two less grocery stores, less competition, meaning prices will go up. Products will be harder to obtain, to get, right? I don't see a win there at all. The government just absolutely created a loss for everybody. Is that the proper role of constitutional government? I think not. And what a sad day. What a sad day to tell, huh? When it's just a shame. All right, according to Wallet Hub, Americans are expected to spend $21.8 billion on Valentine's Day this year. $21.8 billion. And I look at that number, ladies and gentlemen, it's just staggering in my mind. I mean, it's just shocking. And so we think that we got to have a massive bailout, Democrat style or even Republican style. All the Republicans are saying is give us, you know what, socialism light, not socialism express like the Democrats want. But they're all on the socialism plan. They want to have government, which doesn't generate any wealth whatsoever, mind you, pay out a bunch of money to everybody to save us from the COVID lockdowns. They're the ones that created the lockdowns in the first place. Now they want to save us from their own actions. Shame on them. But I'm not for the Democrat express plan or the Republican light plan at all. I reject the socialism. But when you spend $21.8 billion on Valentine's Day, why don't we tell the American people don't spend all that kind of money and you might not need so much of a bailout? See, is anybody talking about that but me? No, I think not. Why not? Don't know, folks. You don't even have the Republicans or the Democrats speaking out about this at all. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos steps down. Andy Jassy steps up to fulfill the position. What's going to happen with Amazon? Just as people can't live without Amazon, Jeff Bezos built his company to that level. Now he's going to walk and focus on who knows what. What, space travel? Maybe focus on killer internet for all of us. Maybe focus on his media forays, if you will. What do you think Jeff Bezos is going to spend his time on? Do you think his reasoning for focusing on what he is legitimate? Is he going to focus on what he says, or is it just a ruse to get out of Dodge before something bad happens to Amazon? Don't know. I have no idea, but now feds are going to enforce new mask order. Oh, boy, this is bad news, folks. First story of today. Feds to enforce new mask order through criminal penalties. Here it comes. When asked on the campaign trail if he would force masks on everybody, the good Joe Biden, Grandpa whacked out, Joe said no. But now feds to enforce new mask orders through criminal penalties. That's of serious, serious concern. Is it to you, ladies and gentlemen? It's of serious concern to me, I'll tell you that right now. Wow. Scary stuff, huh? Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. Feds to enforce new mask order through criminal penalties. I don't even know how to respond to that exactly. Well, Honest Money Report, gold and silver are up big time, ladies and gentlemen. I guess they're down. I don't even know how to say this. They're way up, but yet they've taken a little bit of a hit this morning. But I looked up RustQuittingGift.com because Brian normally joins me on Thursdays. He wasn't able to come in today. He's traveling on a business trip. He'll be back next week, by the way. But he on their website, it says this. Due to the high volume of business, we are unable to answer our phone all the time. We're trying to help everybody as quickly as possible. RustQuittingGift.com. Yeah, so Brian emails me and he says, Sam, you could mention the fact on the radio, even though I won't be there today, that it's been a madhouse at the shop for physical products. Silver is selling around $35 an ounce. Silver Eagles are selling at about $38. Rhodium is $20,500. It's getting crazy out there. RustQuittingGift.com brings those details to us. Right? Brian out for the day, business trip, but yet doing, in my opinion, a great job, right? There you have it. Makes sense that gold and silver are up in the turbulent times that we find ourselves in, doesn't it? To you, ladies and gentlemen? Sure does to me. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. I am Sam Bushman. Hard-hitting talk coming your way, as always, for hour two in mere seconds. All right, LibertyRoundtable.com, our website. That's LibertyRoundtable.com. LovingLiberty.net, our syndicated network, spreading the word just for you. Check out our phone apps on LovingLiberty.net, iPhone and Android and more. Free, live and on-demand talk radio at your fingertips, not only for Liberty Roundtable Live, but around the clock. We're live 6 days a week. On the Sabbath day, we rest. This is Liberty Roundtable. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.